honestly sure. I just looked over there and there you were, sneezing away. No, I don't think it's strange. I figured maybe you were behind on sleep or just found space really soothing. It's really quiet in here today. That's saying something. You know, there used to be a guy who'd stand in the front there and use a laser pointer to explain everything, but I guess computers can do that now too. I think I prefer this. The old announcer sounded like Ray Romano. Yeah. This guy's way better. He doesn't sound anything like a Muppet. My favorite planet? Okay, so there's this planet about 1400 light years away called TRES-4b. Sexy name, I know. TRES-4b. It's bigger than Jupiter, and it has such a low density, they categorize it as a puffy planet. Isn't that great? Yeah, the whole thing is about as dense as cork. That's crazy, right? What about yours? Could be worse. So, every kid wants to go to space, right? Like, it's a really nice fantasy. Just drifting around outside of what we know or what we can see. And So, when I was younger, I had these dreams about visiting a planet where everyone spoke backwards. But, of course, I was dreaming, so I could understand them perfectly. It made me feel kind of special. What were they called? You know, I don't think I ever found out. Some explorer I am, huh? Mike, can you think of something? That's great! Oh my. I like that a lot. Hey, I don't mean to pry, but is everything okay? Is there a reason you came here by yourself? I just like the solitude, but... I'm sorry. I know what you mean. I wish there was something I could do. You wanna... Yeah, I could do a hug. There you go. Hugs make everything better, and... Wow, you have a great smile. No, obviously, I get my kicks out of lying to beautiful people in planetariums, of course. Of course I meant it, you big nerd. I had more dreams about space, you know. Mm-hmm. So, as I got older, I started to imagine someone else with me. And the both of us would keep together by entwining our hands and limbs, kind of like how otters hold hands with each other when they sleep so that they don't drift apart. Yeah, exactly like that. And it really comforted me. But then I'd always lean in to kiss them, and then I'd wake up. I guess my measly brain can't comprehend what kissing someone in space might be like. Huh? Sarah, what was that? I'd love to if you'd have me. I knew I was right about that smile. And you better shush before flattery gets you everywhere. It looks like the show's ending. Hey, listen, you probably know already, but there's a museum attached to this place. I don't suppose you'd like to wander around for a little while with me, would you? We can argue about which of Saturn's moons is the best. Great, alright, come on, race you!